We're here.
Sorry. He's just calling me. He can't. He doesn't have the. Can somebody call him and patch him in or something? I'm going to take the roll. Alice, you want me to take the roll? Sorry.
Yes, please.
Okay. Grace Aaron is here. Robin Collier?
Present.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Here.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Okay. Don Goldmacher? Dan Goodman?
Here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Okay. Wally James?
Here.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Okay, Martha Peterson?
Here.
Okay, Ron Finchback?
Here.
Okay, Ralph Pointer? Lawrence Reyes?
Here.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Here.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
I'm here.
All right, Master Sabah? James Sagerton?
Here.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Okay, Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Okay, Tom Voorhees? Okay, I'm going to add up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16 members present. We have a quorum.
Madam Chair, Rhonda Garner, Ron Secretary, Rhonda.
I'm sorry, Rhonda, that's what
okay.
The time. 17 people present, Mr. Chair. I'm going to drop off for a minute to Tom Voorhees.
Okay. The next item on our agenda, and this is a we already adopted an agenda, is a mediation discussion. Nancy, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. So I was talking to the mediators, and I had explained to them that I thought that we, you know, in the first session we were going to do more consent-based issue identification and solution, possibly proposals, and they said to me that that's not what mediation is about, so I apologize for. I know I talked to a number of you about how wonderful consent-based decision-making is. So they said they suggested for the next meeting that we could, and this was just their suggestion, and we can amend it, change it when we get there, that, you know, since we haven't really addressed the WBAI issues that much, that we could continue addressing that as number one, and also as possible second topic, we could use the consent-based decision process to work through getting to a process to sort of move forward on our financial situation, you know, or you know, that's why I suggested what I did earlier about, you know, possibly discussing the motion we voted on for the windfall money. But there's lots of other ideas that we had that we could kind of discuss the pros and cons of before we craft a proposal. But anyways, these would be open to what we decided at that mediation meeting. But they're open to, like, doing sort of a demo of for us and helping us deal with at least one issue by consent-based decision-making. So far, on the doodle poll, I sent you a copy. I sent everyone a copy of it sort of at the beginning of the meeting. There are 13 people who have participated in the doodle poll, and the date with the most people was February 21st with 8 people. But some people haven't participated yet, and some people might want to add these later dates. They were kind of off to the side, and you had to click the arrow, so you might not have seen them at first. So those available, the dates that are still available are, well, when I wrote this up, it was February 13th, so I think we just decided to have an executive session that night. So that's now out. The next possible date was Friday the 14th. There's no meeting. Wednesday the 19th is a WBAI finance meeting, so that might not work. Thursday the 20th, there is no PNB meeting. And Friday the 21st, which had the most participants for the doodle poll, say yes, they were available. There's no meeting that night. Also, there is no PNB meeting on February 27th, so that's another possibility as an option. Does anybody want to add themselves to this poll right now so we can, like, pick a date or the next session?
Okay, sure. Tom's back on the call.
Yeah. Nancy. This is Chris. I can add myself.
Nancy,
okay,
well, Dave, Chris, I have you down as 13, 14, 19, 20, 21.
Okay, yeah. You have me down for that, Chris?
Chris, I got you. Was that Lauren?
No, it's Chris.
Chris, okay.
So 14th is Valentine's Day. I'm not sure whether that's the best day to be having a...
Well, that's probably why there's only five people that signed up for that.
And the 20th isn't so good for me either. So 13th, 19th, and 21st would be good. Thank you.
Oh, okay, 13th, 19th, 21st. So I will cross off those other dates for you. I'm going to go around. Grace, do you want to participate?
I think I already, didn't I fill out the doodle poll?
Actually, that was an earlier doodle poll, and I think it ended earlier than these late dates in February. So what we have available now is the 13th is out because we're going to have a PNB meeting. The 14th, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. And the 14th, of course, is Valentine's Day.
Okay. I would say either the 19th to 20th or the 21st are fine with me.
Okay. And then could you help me call the roll to go around?
Okay. How are we going around? What's the question?
Just alphabetically, and I'm going to ask if anybody else wants to do this poll right now.
Oh, sure. Okay, next is Robin Collier.
Robin, I have you for the 31st of January and the 14th of February. You want to change that?
I can do any of those other dates after that, too, so.
And the 14th as well?
Well, I don't think the 14th is a good idea anyway.
Okay, the 14th, okay. I'm going to cross off the 14th. That's not fair. I apologize for putting that on the poll before. I wasn't thinking. Okay. Next person. Chris Corey. Chris is done.
Bill Crozier.
And Bill Crozier. Okay. I just have you for January 23rd, Bill.
I updated it again a few days ago when you sent out the reminder.
The next date available are the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of February.
I can do any of those. I already responded to on the doodle poll.
You only put down, yes, you did, but you only had the 23rd of January. Okay, next person.
Ann Goodman.
Thank you. Jan. Okay, Jan.
I can do all three dates. Put me down for all three dates.
Okay. Next person.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Sabrina, okay. Sabrina, are you available 19th, 20th, or the 21st?
Yeah. 19th, okay. 20th, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next person.
Holly James.
19th or 21st.
19th or 21st, okay. Next person.
Dwayne Lark.
21st.
Okay, Martha Peterson?
The 19th.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
I don't have a date at this time.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? I don't think he's on the call. Lawrence Reyes?
They have the same initials.
19th.
Sean Rhodes?
20th and 21st.
Sean already let's see.
I didn't go up to February. I don't think
okay.
I did.
No, okay, not on this one. Okay. Sean, the 21st?
20th or 21st?
The 20th or the 21st. Okay.
Eileen Rosen? Okay. Eileen is next.
Hello. Sorry, I was muted. I think I responded, didn't I?
You did. You did have the 23rd and the 24th of January, and you may not have seen we also had some February dates. What's available?
Well,
now
I did throw that out because I know I can't make it on the 14th, and I know I filled out the doodle poll showing that I could make it the 13th and then dates afterwards. So I did that. And can I say, from now on, can people like please fill out the doodle poll so we don't have to, you know, sit through this at a quarter after 12 at night? Thank you. Sorry to be crabby, but you know.
Are you available the 19th, 20th, or the 21st?
As far as I know, I believe so.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next person.
Yes, I am.
Sure.
Definitely.
Sure. After that, he's not on, James Sagerton.
Yeah, I believe I responded to the first poll and the second poll.
Yeah, he did.
He's going to be on for the 21st.
James has responded. 19th, 20th, 21st are good. Okay. Next.
No, I responded for the 21st only, didn't I?
No, you got 19th, 20th, 21st.
Well, that's what I intended to expand it to, so that's good. On the 14th, I have a meeting of the Lonely Hearts Club. I'm sorry.
The Lonely Hearts Club. I want to hear about that.
Nancy Thornton.
Okay, I'm good for all. Let me see. I'm good for the 20th and the 21st. Okay.
Okay. Alex Steinberg is next.
I can do either the 19th or the 20th, not the 21st.
Okay.
Okay, Tom Voorhees.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can give me the date that the doodle poll was sent, I'll try to respond to that. Otherwise, it's very unclear at this point what days I can be available.
Okay, so you want me to send you an email that the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of February are available? Are the possible dates?
Well, whatever dates are available.
Sorry, I was also the 27th was off. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have made that more clear. The 27th is also a possibility. Is there anybody that has responded that's not available on the 27th? Of February.
Well, this is Tom. If you can send me the date that the doodle poll was sent, I'll try to respond to that.
Okay. Well, we're trying to make a decision tonight, Tom. So if you don't know, that's okay. You don't have to respond.
Okay.
So I'm just going to count up the days. So I think.
Excuse me. This is Rhonda Garner.
Oh, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you for speaking up. Rhonda, are you available 19th, 20th, or 21st?
I'm available the 19th, the 20th, not the 21st. And I'm also available the 27th.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. So Is there anybody that's not available on the 27th? That's a Thursday, the last Thursday of February.
This is Sabrina. I can't do the 27th.
Okay. Anybody else?
Okay. I can do the 27th. I'll be flying.
You cannot do the 27th?
Yeah, because I'll be flying in the air.
Flying, okay. Okay.
In the air. Good.
Okay. Anybody else that cannot do the 27th? Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly count these up. Let's see here. C&B meeting. We got, let's see, one.
Okay.
Eighteen for the 19th. Let's see, one, two, three. For the 20th. Sixteen for the 21st. On the 27th. So the date that has the most people is the 9th, is the 27th. The next possible date is the 19th, which has 18. That's a Wednesday. And then Thursday, the 20th, and the 21st both have 16. So,
Bill, why don't we do both? We had agreed back in November we were going to do this in December, and so we're 2 months late.
Oh, that's a good suggestion, right, because they did suggest that we have meetings, mediation sessions close together to get the benefit from it. Okay, so is there any objection to having us do both of those dates, the 19th and the 27th, as the second and the third mediation session?
Dwayne, object.
Okay. Dwayne, you're available on the only on the 21st, so you're not really available on those other days. Is that right? Oh, you're available on the 18th.
No,
I'm sorry.
I suggested.
You're available on the 19th, is that right?
No. In fact, the 21st, and my concern is Wednesday. I've given enough Wednesdays to KPFT, taking up 3 weeks of last week. And any Wednesday is my Bible study night, so I'm not going to make myself available for that.
Okay.
But
okay.
I believe we ought not we ought to consider the fact that we want to save some of this time, some of the allotment of whatever we're paying to include the people who are eventually going to be serving on this board, as opposed to bunching it up with folks who are not going to be serving on the board. That's been my contention and my concern all along. So one meeting in February, but I don't think we should have two meetings in February.
Well, we can have more meetings after. But you can't make either the 19th or the 21st, is that right?
I know. I will make the 21st. I will not be available on the 19th, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't make the 27th. Oh, you can make the 27th. I'm sorry.
I will make myself available on any Thursday. That's the time I've set aside for Pacifica in the first place. I will not make myself available for any Wednesday.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay, so I'm sorry, I miscounted. So then we only really have 17 for the for Wednesday. I'm sorry, I miscounted that. I wrote that down wrong. Okay, so we have. Why don't we go for the 27th of February? Is that good for everyone?
I thought we were going to try the 19th also.
I think the 19th still has the most votes.
We're not going to pick any date when everybody can come.
So, well, the 19th has 17 votes, and the 27th has 19 votes. Okay.
Right. First.
So we can do the 19th and the 27th.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me.
I thought we just said we wouldn't.
There are some people that can only make it on the 19th, and they can't make it on the 21st or the 27th.
I thought we just said that we weren't going to do both of them in February per Dwayne's comments.
Well,
I'm fine with it, but you know, whatever. Huh?
I mean, there's some other people.
What's the money going to be? What's the difference in the cost? You know, we'll have one meeting this month versus having two meetings this month. What's the cost differential?
$1,000.
And I have another little issue here. I would prefer that if there's any mediation efforts that it occur toward the end of the month. Why? Because we're in court. You know, if you want to mediate something, mediate these issues in court. Okay, and since that's not going to happen, you know, these court decisions, you know, are going to affect everything. You know, and we got quite a few court decisions that are being thrust upon us.
So if
mediation is not going to deal with that, then, you know, suspend mediation until it's dealt with. We don't put that off to the end of the month.
Ron, are you saying you want
these lawsuits are, you know, and people sitting around the table grinning. And I'm sorry, I have a real problem with that. So I'm just letting you know.
I'm pushing it.
Are you saying that the issues that are in court should be in the mediation?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I thought we were going on the mediation for. Because the court wanted us to be involved. We wanted this to happen.
That issue, we're getting
this more litigation. And I guarantee you there will be more.
Right. So the issue in court, I mean, the court wanted us to deal with the WBAI issues. That's been dealt with.
That's old news. That's history. Okay? We got wolves at the door. That's all I'm going to say on this.
Let's just take the mask off of it. The very person who's pushing for us to spend two sessions, $1,000 more, won't even be on the board. And I keep trying to make sense by saying we need to get these people who have been elected that the court won't even allow them to be on the board right now.
That's another issue.
They will be able to listen. I'm going to...
Excuse me, Rhonda Garner for the STAC and request for information. May I be recognized, Mr. Chair? Thank you. I would like to agree with Mr. Lark and the other gentleman that spoke. As y'all know, I'm new to the board, And I want to confirm that when we're speaking of mediation, are we regarding, is this regarding WBAI?
Yes.
Okay.
Not only.
All right.
Not only WBAI. Okay. I don't think so.
But it's okay. Broader. We wanted okay. We wanted the scope to be broader because we have
okay.
Have to make decisions. We have to make finance decisions.
We have to work together.
We have to work together. We have to figure out how to work together.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. So, so with regards to me wanting to be, just have the floor and the stack, I would say that especially since this is costing money, we definitely need to wait until the 2020 direct, members are seated. That makes no sense. And like y'all also mentioned, we're in court. So, yes, please, let's vote sensibly. Can we take a vote on that now?
So the thing to vote on would be, sorry, help me out, Chair. What would you like us to vote on? I
bill for the stack.
Bill
for the stack.
Hold on. I think Rhonda wasn't finished. Rhonda, do you want to continue?
Well, I was finished. Like, again, this is my first meeting that I'm participating in. I got clarity that this is primarily with regards to W. Long story short, can we make a decision to postpone mediation until the 2020 PN board is PNB board is seated?
Is that a motion?
Yes, I would like to make that motion.
We decided at a previous meeting that mm-hmm. we would go forward with mediation and that the 2020 elected directors would.
Thank you, Nancy. I do understand that, but I would like to make the motion. I would like to make a motion now to postpone mediation until the 2020 PNB board is seated.
I second.
Okay.
So, Chair, I think point of order. I believe that would be a rescind of our previous motion.
No, it's not. It would not in session.
She said it was suspend. She didn't say to stop altogether.
That was not a PNB meeting.
It's suspend.
Well,
can the parliamentarian help us? So would it be best for the motion to read that we postpone until the new board is seated?
You can present the motion, but it is an amendment of a motion previously passed, and without notice will require a two-thirds vote.
Mr. Chair, I challenge that ruling simply because we were not in a PNB session when that decision was made. This is an official PNB meeting here. We were not in an official PNB meeting then.
Yes, we were.
I believe we were. I don't know. Mr. Tech, can you speak to them?
Okay. Let me realize what the first motion was that was made about the mediation, please.
Could I speak, Mr. Chair?
Let me check with the secretary.
Hold on a minute. I would still like to weigh in on this, but I want to know exactly what the motion was that we're referring to about the mediation before I can make an opinion on whether this new motion is in order or not in order. I have to know what that motion was.
Mr. Chair, this is Rhonda. I made the motion. Should I speak?
Hold on. I want to ask the secretary if he has a record of the original motion on the mediation.
I'll try to find it, but
there was no motion. There was no motion under consideration. They were just trying to decide on dates. For mediation. There was no motion.
No, we actually had a real motion.
Request for information.
Remember, I put up myself.
I recall there was a motion. So,
Okay,
several meetings ago.
Have we discussed this?
We have this discussion, yeah.
Mr. Chair, I have a request for information.
What is your request for information?
Could you confirm that at almost all of our official meetings that the parliamentarian is there, and that at this particular official meeting, alleged official meeting that you guys are calling an official meeting, there were participants who are not part of the PNB? Or will, let me just ask you this. Was the parliamentarian a part of that meeting? That's in question.
Are you talking about the mediation or the meeting in which we voted to do the mediation?
Voting to do the mediation had nothing to do with the issue here. The issue here was at that mediation meeting, we allegedly made a motion to go forward. So I'm asking you, was the parliamentarian a part of that alleged official meeting of mediation?
No, I was not on the mediation. I was excused from that meeting by the chair. He said
because
I did
it really
not
wasn't a meeting.
It was a mediation.
It wasn't a meeting. It wasn't taking care of official business of this organization.
Chair, I have the date that we voted on this. It was January 2nd, and it was that the PNB agrees to meet for the first mediation facilitation on January 9th at 8:30 p.m. ET. And there was a previous at a previous meeting, we decided to have the first session, and let me see.
That was in December.
And then at the first session, we were going to decide whether or not we would not go forward with session one, with session two, and session three, and so we never decided to cancel session two and three, and so it was my understanding that we would be going forward with session two and session three under the conditions that we had for session one, which was that all the 2020 elected directors would be given access to listen but not participate in the mediation session, so that they were up to speed on any
that
further.
Was when they were candidates. Now that we actually have I would like to make a motion that they just be included in the mediation, because it's only like a couple of people more.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I think I have an understanding now, and I could give you my opinion, and that you would make the last ruling. I believe her motion is in order.
I didn't rule it out of order. I just said it takes two-thirds vote.
Okay.
Well, you're not really rescinding anything that previously happened.
Right.
It's really a new motion. It's a brand new motion. So the motion.
I would like to amend the motion that was made, Jan Goodman.
Okay. Hold on a moment, Jan. Alex, can I give a little bit of information?
We are out of time, folks.
We are really out of time.
I move that we extend for, 15 minutes so that we can finish this up and do the next item on the agenda.
No, I'm not staying on any longer.
Well, the motion is too late. The motion is over. The time is already spent.
Are there any objections to extending the meeting by 15 minutes? Because otherwise, we have to adjourn.
I object because I can't stay. I just can't stay awake any longer.
I can't participate any longer. We would need to take up this motion that Ms. Rhonda Gardner has on the floor before we adjourn. That is our custom.
We could do that.
We haven't even been able to discuss it any.
We don't want to discuss it. There's no more time. We just vote.
The trouble is that we discussed this weeks ago and voted otherwise.
Point of order. Mr. Chair, please don't allow members to speak without being recognized.
Yes, Mr. Crozier, please stop interrupting other people and stop speaking without being recognized. Let's move to a vote.
Could we...
What are we voting on?
We're voting on Rhonda Gardner's motion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Karen ruled that it's in order, and contrary to what I believe, it will not take a two-thirds vote to pass, just a majority.
Just so we're all clear, can you restate the motion?
Jan Goodman would like to amend the motion to just include the newly elected people.
We're out of time, Ms. Goodman.
To add the newly elected people now? That was
the mediation. The mediation. Just add them in so that they're part of it.
That's a good motion.
I believe we would not do that without violating a court order at this point.
Yeah.
Part of the mediation. They can participate in that. That's not part of a meeting.
We'll
make
that
out of order. I'll make it at the next meeting.
We'll rule it out of order at the next meeting.
You just made my point.
Until such time as the court changes its order.
They can
listen in, yes, but if they fully participate, that means that we are considering them as bona fide members of the National Board, and that would be a violation of the court order. So that's my ruling.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Not my court order. Sorry, but that's what
good,
we
good, a good point.
Okay, let's go to a vote on Rhonda's motion.
Okay. Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay, Chris Corby?
No.
Oh, I have to go to five.
Okay.
Somebody mute.
Bill votes no.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody needs to mute, but Bill votes no.
Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
No.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Okay, Wally James?
No.
Okay, Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes yes.
Okay, Martha Peterson?
Could you repeat the motion again, please?
I believe it's to postpone mediation until the 2020 directors are seated.
Abstain.
Okay, Ron Tinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer? Lawrence Reyes? Did we lose Lawrence Reyes? Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Mansour Sabah? James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Ralph Pointer. Lawrence Reyes. Eileen Rosen. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Okay, the motion passes. Let me recount. Oh, no.
You didn't ask how I voted.
Do you wish to, the chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So the motion, let me make doubly certain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes and abstentions. Okay, five extensions. All right, the motion passes. The mediation is postponed till after the 2020 board members are seated.
Okay, let's move on to the next item on the agenda.
Thank you all.
Okay. We're way out of time.
We're out of time.
You are correct. We are.
Should take one minute, Lawrence. Is Lawrence on the call though? Did Lawrence drop out?
We have a meeting.
I think what he's asking for doesn't really require a motion from the board. We could just ask Otis to put up that material. I don't think that needs a motion from the board.
Okay. Can you just at least ask if there's any objection?
Would there be any objection from this body if we ask those to put up the Pacifica website? Okay. It's not a formal motion.
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Thanks. Thank you.